The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. The first three chapters of the book of Acts, the New Testament church in action. And we're still in the Acts. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is still performing a work in the church of the living God. We're not in a cold, dead, dry dungeon of despair. We're in the church, the building of his planning. Hallelujah, the branch of his planning. The general assembly, the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The pillar and the ground of the truth. Praise the Lamb. The assembly of the upright. Hallelujah. We're inside of something tonight. In the body, in Christ, in him. We live and move and have our being. The 13th chapter of Acts, and we read verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord. They praised and waited on the Lord. They waited and praised and prayed and waited on the Lord. They ministered unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And they ministered unto the Lord, waited on the Lord, praised and prayed and waited and ministered unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That's enough to start a camp meeting. Glory to God. I wish we'd just stop long enough to have one of those meetings. Hallelujah. Praise and honor and glory. And they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. And that's a lost art among us. But whenever you can't build a church any other way, begin the fasting and prayer. There's a God of heaven that will bankrupt heaven for the soul that believe in fasting and prayer. And the Holy Ghost said, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul, for the work whereunto I called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that'll do something, praise God. They, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed by Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They had also John to their minister. Hallelujah. Revival broke out. Sorcerer, in the next few verses, withstood them. You may meet difficulty, but when you walk and are sent from the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost says go, there's something going to happen. Acts 15 and verse 28, for it seemed good to us, and for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. We waited till we felt like we were in the will of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ooh, something's going to happen. You don't have to read the next chapter to know a camp meeting broke out. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. We got heaven's bidding and the Holy Ghost approval, and it sounded good to us, and we took off. Hallelujah. To lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. And then they told them to abstain from idols and keep themselves from strangled blood. And then he told them, keep yourselves that you do from that which ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. Now let's go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. Guess we won't get to finish that message last night. I guess it's all right to leave you at the married supper. Hallelujah. That's just about as good a place to stay. Well, no, we was back on white horses, wasn't we? Well, as long as you've got a supersonic steed, you can make it. Hallelujah. Amen. Fifth chapter of Luke's gospel, you'd like to read with me. Here we read. Verse 4. Well, let's see. We could read all of it, but I guess we better. Now let's begin verse 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of the Lord, he stood by the lake Gennesaret, saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, were washing their nets. And they entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he was left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answered and said, Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, hallelujah, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, it doesn't sound like he's anxious. If you say so, Lord, we'll try it. Hallelujah. But when you feast all night and haven't got a nibble, and you haven't got even a sardine in your net, it's not too interesting to go back and try it again. I guess I better read my text. And when they had done, when they had this done, when we do what he says, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break, and they beckon unto their partners which were in the other ship, and they would should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Makes me want to stop and have a camp meeting. Let's read one more scripture. That isn't enough. Let's go on another fishing trip. Hallelujah. I got a good friend that pastors a large church, did pastor in Missouri, had a great revival in his church. They had a great revival. People saved, people filled with the Holy Ghost in that church. And the Sunday after the revival, he took his coat off, rolled up his sleeves, and said, now, friends, everybody likes to catch fish. Everybody likes to go fishing, but nobody likes to clean them. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, if you'll bear with me, we'll proceed with the project. Luke, John 21. John chapter 21. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they answered him, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight for the next little while on the subject, how wide is the boat? If one side is total failure and the other side will sink two ships, there must be something in between. Let's believe him tonight. Will you pray? Father God, will you minister to our heart tonight? Give us revival from the presence of God. Give us a fresh anointing of the Spirit upon the message tonight. Grant holy unction, divine revelation, prophetic utterance. Give thy servant, Lord, help and wisdom and unction and utterance in the Spirit. Master, will this last night be a crowning night of this camp? May the hallowed glory of a risen Christ be unveiled in this tabernacle tonight. Come, Holy Spirit, in power and might and victory and in glory and revelation. Reveal thy strength, O God, and to thee we'll give glory and the honor and the praise. For we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. My lesson tonight is centered around two unsuccessful fishing voyages. Disciples of the Lord, fishers by trade, owners of ships, menders of nets, followers of Christ, and now these veteran fishermen have met their watering. They've come to an unsuccessful voyage, and there's nothing any more discouraging, defeating, and downhearting than to fish all night and catch nothing, and then somebody come and ask you how many you got. I wouldn't mind being unsuccessful if I didn't meet some of my brethren on Monday morning and they'd say, how did you come out? Hallelujah. When your Sunday school's down, you always meet your brethren and they say, how many did you have? Hallelujah. And I usually say, not quite as many as we had last Sunday. Now shout, hallelujah. Discouragement is the big tool of the devil. If he can defeat you with discouragement, he'll defeat you. David encouraged himself in the Lord. If I could feel like all the time, like I feel some of the time, I'd chase the devil for a round. Amen. I told you when I preached the camp before about the old bachelor that left a little bit of his liquor in the saucer on the table, and the little mouse got three snorts of it. And he backed on his hind legs and said, anybody seen that cat? I'd like to try him one round. Hallelujah. Full of the Holy Ghost, we're more than conquerors. But when we're defeated, brother, we're low. Moses pastored the largest Assembly of God church, had close to 2.5 million members, had 625,000 in the military. That's a lot of military personnel. It took a lot of printing of the reveille. Hallelujah. I like the way you're shouting. Moses pastored the largest Assembly of God church, and Moses reached a place with a record-breaking Sunday school attendance, pastor of the biggest church of the district. And he said, Lord, I'm no better than my fathers. Take my life. Hallelujah. Now, brother, he had a low Sunday. He resigned Monday. Hallelujah. Didn't resign to anybody but Sister Moses, but he resigned. In fact, he told God, I'm not going any further. And I wondered how the Lord would pull him out of the mully grubs. And the Lord baptized 70 elders in the Holy Ghost. And Moses tore up his resignation and didn't hand it in. He sent to the Pentecostal evangel a new report. 70 baptized in regular service. Hallelujah. Say amen. Woo, hallelujah. There's something. Every once in a while, God has to pull us out of the mully grubs, out of defeat, out of... We can't see to where to walk because our lips too low. Hallelujah. Oh, revival that lifts us. Revival that lifts us. Amen. The preacher that had the greatest revival meeting. He was an evangelist. Traveled around with a suitcase. They're a different kind. Came to town, preached the largest campaign ever preached. His name was Jonah. And he sat out at the edge of town and said, God, I want you to take my life.
This room doesn't have air conditioning. And God let a gourd vine grow up. And overnight he air conditioned Moses. Jonah said, I believe I like this. Hallelujah. Now God had to give one preacher 70 filled with the Holy Ghost in regular service, and the other preacher they had to put air conditioning in his room. Hallelujah. Oh, God's will is not defeat, not dismay, not discouragement. We're more than conquerors. We're victors through Christ. Hallelujah. We're in a church the gates of hell cannot prevail against. We're in a body the devil can't destroy. Hallelujah. We have an anchor sure and steadfast that entereth into the veil. Toiled all night and caught nothing. How was your revival? Amen. Amen. How was the clouds? How was the offering? Now shalt. Amen. Two things that are the criteria in our fellowship, nickels and noses. Amen. Hallelujah. Toiled all night, caught nothing, 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 nothing. And there's nothing as hard to report on as nothing. Hallelujah. 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 How's things going at your church? We're holding on by the grace of God. I got news, if you don't do something, you won't hold on long. Hallelujah. You've got to have something miraculous from the presence of God. Empty pews, empty nets, empty hearts, empty sermons, empty, empty, empty. Everything was empty. Nothing in the net. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the reason why I don't preach up against these evangelists, encouragers that get saved in every meeting. They thrill me just to see them come. Say amen. Somebody said they've been saved in everybody's revival. Well, hallelujah. It just looks good once in a while to get a sucker in. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Oh, defeat is discouragement, is the tool of the enemy. All night and caught nothing. Defeat is not the plan of the church. And if we walk in the Spirit, we are not defeated. Say amen. If we walk in the will of God, there is no defeat to a Holy Ghost baptized church. Hallelujah. Not enough devils in hell or out of hell can defeat a spirit-filled church that walks in the commandment of God. God will open heaven and give blessing and glory and power and strength and revival to that church that walks in the will of God. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? You began in the Spirit, but you're going to try to be made perfect by the flesh. You're foolish. Say amen. Moses, you can't deliver Israel with a fist fight. It'll take more than waylaying the daylights out of an Egyptian. You're going to need a supernatural touch from God. Say amen. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds of the devil. See, man, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And in our strength and in our might and in our power is defeat and emptiness and deadness. But in the strength of the Lord, in the touch of heaven, there is no defeat. Shambando koma shanda. Hallelujah. Whew. I would say this would make you want to go bear hunting with a switch. But you, some of you folks know that I said that one time and my mouth overloaded me. For a little bear climbed up the tree right next door to the church. And when I finished my sermon, they said, "Preacher, get him." That's right, Sidney Bear got loose out of the zoo and is up an elm tree right for the church. And I said, "Filth, those fellas won't let me." Brother, there's a God in heaven that'll build a church. There's a God in heaven that'll start a revival. When we walk in the orders of God, something has to happen. If we're defeated, if we're dying on the vine, if we're dwindling, it's because we're not walking in the will of God. Hallelujah. I know it's strong doctrine, but it's true. Moses couldn't lick the Egyptians with his fist, but he came back with a dead stick, and he became a snake eater, devil chaser, sea divider. Hallelujah. Brother, God knows how to build a church. Hallelujah. David tried to bring the ark back with a brand new cart, 1975 model. We've learned how to have a revival. We're going to have a revival at our church. We're going to have a kickoff banquet Friday night and the kickoff breakfast Sunday morning. Dr. Dumbbell will address us Friday night, and Dr. Sounding Brass will address us Sunday morning. Be there early. We're going to have our kickoff banquet. I've never seen a revival break out of a kickoff banquet yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've seen them full of sausage and ham, but I've never seen them leave there full of the Holy Ghost. Give us a revival from the presence of God. It'll take more than a new cart. It's going to take a revelation of His glory and finding God's will in the book. David went after the ark. You know the story. Got it on a brand new cart. Looks like things was trotting along pretty good. And all of a sudden, he put his hand on it, and God smote him. And they stopped at the house of, who was it, Abinadab? Oh, brother, moved it in for a few days. And the Lord blessed him, so David said, we got to get that thing on to town. And but David showed up the first night after he'd had it on the cart, and somebody asked David, "David, did you get the ark?" "No." "Well, what have you got?" He said, "I've got a dead Uzi on my hands." Now shout. Amen. How many pastors have pastored dead Uzzies? Now shout. We sure having a time. I just felt like this last night going to be good. You see, it's not done in the strength of man. It's still not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. All night and caught nothing. All night the toil is on. Failure is not the plan of God. Failure is not the will of God. Jesus didn't say to the disciples, "Get you a better net." It's that net. You'll never catch much with an old broken net like that, for Simon was repairing nets when the Lord called him to preach. But I like Simon. He wanted to know what the Lord was going to pay. He's the only one that asked about the salary. What will we get? Hallelujah. And the Lord said, "Simon, I'll take care of that." He didn't have much when the Lord called him. He's amending the nets then. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say, "Get better nets, get a bigger boat, get better tackle." Amen. He never said you need to improve on your skill. There's a divine plan of God for His church. And when the church walks in that plan, He'll make the same place, the same fishing lake, the same net, the same boat, a place of victory and glory and rejoicing and revival when we find the will of God. How wide is the boat? Children, have you any meat? I don't like that when I don't have any. How many churches on Sunday are not prepared for outsiders if they came? They're either just getting over a lecture or fixing to have one. Say amen. When outsiders come in. We sang, oh, say, but I'm glad. But they thought you were singing, oh, say, but I'm mad. Now shout. We're going to have a time this last night. Now, folks, we're not defeated because the fish are not there. We're not defeated because they can't be caught. We're not defeated because there's a cold world out there that's turned the gospel down. We're defeated because of our little social planning and political maneuvering and our carnal ambition and our critical spirit and our stingy attitudes and our stubborn wills that break the revival fire, and it doesn't fall in our churches. God, give us an awakening. Say amen. Not long ago, a secretary went on a sit-down strike in one of the revivals because they're going to give all of the offering they took for the evangelists to the evangelists instead of steal some of it out. Now shout. Would you say amen? He never showed up at church. I'm praying God somehow. Our spirits, our stubbornness, our rebellion, our pride, our arrogance closes the door of God. What would happen if we'd minister unto the Lord with fasting and prayer and supplication and right our attitudes and ask God to forgive us of our stubborn wills and mend our ways and turn to God? There'd be a camp meeting break loose in West Texas that would shake this thing for God. You know I'm preaching right. It's petty things, little things, senseless things, critical spirits, carnal wills, cold hearts that close the door to the blessing of God. Do you remember when we had cottage prayer meetings? Oh, hallelujah. Of course, you can't have them now. People don't make their kids mind. You dare not close your eyes and pray. They'll hit you behind the head with a train. Woo! What's your shout now? You could get shot with a BB. Hallelujah. Give us revival in your presence. Cry mightily unto God. There's no substitute for revival. Children, have you any meat? We have nothing to set before him. A friend of mine has come, and we're bankrupt today. We're out of touch. We're out of victory. We're out of glory. We're out of blessing. Friends of God, keep the fire, the flow of God, and the heaven's blessing flowing through your soul in your assembly. Above everything else, you may not have everything else, but keep that flow of God. Keep the sweet spirit of God. Keep the fellowship of the communion of the Holy Ghost. The outside world is not interested in our government. They're interested in our Savior. He's alive, and he stands on the shore of defeat and difficulty, ready to give a revival. Hallelujah. Preachers, preach with love. Preach out of a full heart. Preach a message from the heart of God. Say amen. One preacher said, brother, I'm a pruning them. Amen. I said, you can prune them once a year, but if you prune them every Sunday, you'll have little gnarly stumps. Now, shall. Well, there's nothing like being an evangelist. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Say amen. Prune. Every time you see a new twig, don't prune it. Hallelujah. Preach it. Hallelujah. Let God do something great in your life. No joy, no blessing. Children, have you any meat? No, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. We've been here a year and we haven't reached the souls. We're still holding our own. Folks, there's a plan of God that's bigger than that. Defeat is not the will of Godfrey's Church. Barren altars is not the will of Godfrey's Church. Empty pews is not the will of Godfrey's Church. Let's wake up, you ransomed of Zion. There's a kingdom to build. There's a church to build for the glory of God. It's not easy. What have we got? We've got the best talent we've ever had. We've got musicians that sing, but the devil's got talent. So talent won't get the job done altogether. Thank God for gospel singing. Thank God for our musicians. Thank God uses every bit of it, and I thank God for it. My friend, I wouldn't want to have church without it. The more we can have, the better I like it. But friends, that's not enough to build a church. We're going to need more than an orchestra. Enthusiasm is not enough. You can get ever so enthused, but you've got to have something more than enthusiasm. The devil's crowd's more enthused than we are. Here a while back, one of the saints came in church, and it was 2 degrees too hot. The air conditioner wasn't working. They said, my Lord, I've got to get out of here. I'm going to suffocate. I just can't take it. And the world wraps up in a shawl. Puts on an umbrella, puts on an overcoat, and goes and sits on a bird roost for 2.5 hours to watch somebody kick a pigskin between 2 poles at the end. 35,000 paid $5 a piece to get in to watch somebody run over somebody else with inflated air. Hallelujah. We little saints, bless our hearts, pray for me. I just can't feel like coming. That church is too warm last night, and he gets it too cold over in that corner. I'm praying. Hallelujah. Shout now. Wake up! The devil has got you going down a one-way street backwards. The ransomed of Zion. If you sit on nail kegs, if the air conditioner doesn't work, if the lights are not on, let's light a lantern, build a candle, and believe God for another Holy Ghost revival that'll shake the kingdom of the devil and build the kingdom of Almighty God. Makes me want to shout. Amen. Shout now. Sacrifice is not enough. You can sacrifice for your church, but that won't altogether be a one. Communists sacrifice 90% of their income. Master, we've toiled all night. He said you had your net on the wrong side of the boat. Nonsense. Master, that boat couldn't have been over 16 feet wide. Master, we drug it going that way. We drug it going that way. We've been down that way. We turned around, come back up. That can't be sent. He said, if you want to sit there with your empty net, go ahead and take the evangel. Say amen. Go ahead and sit back in church and don't pray on the altar when they give an altar call. Just go ahead and sit there. It'll dry up on you. Now, Simon, do you want peace or do you want to argue? But, Master, I don't understand how you can take a nip that it don't make sense. Take a net off of this side of the boat, put it and drag it off. I just can't see it. Now, I don't see any need in getting that altar and squalling and crying. If God wants to bless me, he can bless me back. Just sit there. You'll dry up. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see any need of that speaking in tongues. And just go ahead and sit there. God's got a plan. And when you move in the plan of God, all heaven will be bankrupt to see you have a revival in the will of God. I'll preach long enough. Don't say amen now. Simon said, now, Master, I know you've never failed. And I know you know more about preaching than I do. And more about church building than I do. But it don't make sense. Why you have to go to an altar and lift your hands up? Glory, 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 glory. But it works. Somebody asked me the other day, Brother Branko, why do you folks put your hands up in the altar? I don't know, but when you're getting poor reception, you put up an antenna. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, get your hands up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Defeat is not the will of God for his church. Oh, glory to God. I do not care where it is, and I'm a fanatic on this. If a church will meet God's condition in fasting and prayer and repentance and soul searching and confession and restitution and seek the face of God and wait for divine touch of God, one word from the Master can turn that stagnant pool that's been looked like fish dry into a Holy Ghost camp meeting if we just hear his voice once. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas. The Holy Ghost sent us out. God bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. My friend, one touch from a burning bush, and the man that was defeated in Egypt that couldn't lick the Egyptians is back now leading 2.5 million people across the desert, eating manna baked in heaven's bakery, drinking water from a rock that followed them. There's a God big enough to build a church in your community if we'll just believe him one more time. Hallelujah. Turn from sin. Turn from worldliness. Turn from your stingy spirit. Turn from worrying about what your pastor's going to make and pray a hole in the sky and believe God, regardless of who's elected, let's have one more camp meeting, Bible days, Holy Ghost revival. I don't understand it, but it works. Awkward, but it's awkward. 700 men in your Bible wrote with their left hand, and 700 men could throw a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. Now, if you're left-handed, I don't have anything against you, but it looks awkward to write upside down. Old Jim writes with his left hand. He looks like this. It's awkward, but it's awkward. Simon said, nevertheless, Master, where it is now, we're drying up. We don't have any fish and nothing to eat. We're up again it. I hate to drag this net clear across this boat.
Come on over there. You boys help me. It won't do any good, but come on, Alex. Drag that net. Isn't this a sense? Whoever heard of 16 feet across a boat making a difference? Do you mean that just confessing sin? Do you mean just fasting and praying and touching God? Do you mean just hearing from heaven would start a revival in our church? Do you mean that just getting the right spirit back in her heart, that can't meet in her soul, would start? Let's move over to the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. And they moved her from the left side to the right side. Senseless, doesn't make reason. The computer says it won't work. The executive board says it won't work. The advertising committee says it won't work. He said, nevertheless, we'll drag it. Glory to God. Oh, Simon said, just a minute, a big one hit it. Hallelujah. We got one. And he started beckoning for help. Come on. We're going to start another assembly over here. We've got more than we can hold. We need another ship to hold the feast. When we walk in the will of God, there's a God big enough to start a camp meeting in our city to start a revival. Woo, hallelujah. Come on over and help us get them in the boat. It's going to sink with us. Hallelujah. Simon said, throw those little ones back. Let's keep the big ones. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish we could catch enough fish for both of us to have some. Now shout. What made the difference? Just one word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. And all it'll do takes to make an ordinary Sunday school, routine worship, ordinary passing out pamphlets and leaflets, ordinary we're taking up the penny march, all it takes to turn that into a living dynamo is the presence of the great fisherman. If he comes to church Sunday, he can raise one Lazarus and he'll stir all of Bethany. Hallelujah. One. Woo! Oh, Yibreso. From failure to success, then shalt thou know the Lord.
then shall he be found of thee. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Same little lake, the same church, the same nets, the same boats with the touch of God makes the difference. Touch us tonight, Lord. My God, it's not different equipment, but it's a word from the Master being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. One touch from the Master, one word from the King. Hallelujah. And the same empty nets become more than they can hold. I want God to start a revival in every church. I want God to turn empty nets into glorious camp meetings. I want us to start fasting and prayer and intercession and ministering unto God. Let's wait till we hear the voice of God afresh. Let's hold to God's unchanging hand. There's another side to this boat. We're not defeated. We're not in despair tonight. We're in the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lamb forevermore. Praise the Lamb forevermore. I want the person to say, Brother Brankle, I need a new touch from the Lord. I've wrestled with discouragement. I know what it is to come in with empty nets. I've been there, but I need God to touch my life. I want to go home from this camp meeting with a fresh renewing from the Holy Ghost. God bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to the will of God. Friends, something happens when you put the net where he says. Something happens when you have a fresh command from the Lord. It said that Saul died like he'd not been anointed with fresh oil. I heard David ask for that fresh oil anointing. I'd like to have a fresh anointing tonight for the ministry. A fresh anointing for the work of God. I'm going to ask every preacher to come first of all tonight. I want every gospel preacher in this auditorium to come to the altar first tonight. God bless you. These are the men that God's depending on.